This is Jay Sekulow. President Jimmy Carter at it again on the issue of Israel and nuclear weapons.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You're going to want to get in this conversation early. Your reaction, President Jimmy Carter at it again on the Middle East, this time saying that Israel has 150 or more nuclear weapons. By the way, Israel's never acknowledged its nuclear weapons program. There's a lot of thought that it does have a nuclear program. But where he came up with the 150 nuclear arsenal, no one knows. Then he made the statement. You ready for this one? That the Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip is one of the greatest human rights crime now existing on Earth.
That's right. That's what comments from President Carter this week, in which kind of fuels the fire, which has been brewing since his publishing of that book against Israel and many of his advisors. And the political sphere comes back in together because many of Jimmy Carter's advisors are now on Barack Obama's campaign team at the Democratic nomination on the Middle East issues. And now their former boss, the president, former president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, coming out not just with opinions, but first of all, whether or not this information is correct or not, you don't go divulging any kind of confidential information like this, especially when the country itself doesn't speak about it. Israel doesn't say yes. They don't say no. It's for their own security interests. But you've got Jimmy Carter coming up with a kind of 150 or more. When in the long run, it doesn't matter. If the United States really has more than 12,000, 150 is pretty minuscule when you start talking about countries like Pakistan and India. But he doesn't go after those countries. And it's almost like he's giving a warning for countries like Iran, like telling them what they're up against or something like that.
Yeah, almost encouraging that, you know, that you better watch it. Israel's got a lot of armament, so does the United States. You better react. What's your reaction to Jimmy Carter's statement, 1-800-684-3110? At the same time, there's quite a conflict now going on back in the Gaza Strip, not anything to do with Israel, but rather Hamas. The situation there is that a Christian bookstore owner, we've seen this time and time again, we're seeing it again now, a Christian bookstore owner threatened their internet cafe, which was Christian-owned and operated, was basically blown up in the Gaza Strip area in the that portion of the shore of Israel, the western side of Israel there. But here's the dynamic of this. You've got basically a situation where Christian persecution, we had UN hearings on this. By the way, we're going to get an answer on those hearings, it looks like, in September from Geneva, that the UN will be there for that. We conducted those hearings with the UN. But this shows you the nature of what Christians are facing in these persecuted areas.
We talked about these stories for so long, but the problem is people can't get inside. The aid doesn't get inside these countries anymore. Israel can't get inside to help these Christians anymore.
They can't leave.
Yeah, it used to be where there was some kind of deal set up where at least the aid would get to the people there. But with Hamas in power, it's a corrupt government that takes the aid going to the people. The United Nations peacekeeping groups really can't do their job. Israel can't get the people out that want to get out, and Hamas doesn't want to let them out. We know from history Hamas wants to eradicate Christians in the Gaza Strip, because if they eradicate Christians, they've eradicated any resistance, true resistance to the spread of their version of Islam, which is a secular, kind of socialistic, militant version of Islam, which is nothing like the Al-Qaeda group. It's very different than that. Here you're dealing with a socialist group who wants to eradicate anybody who's going against them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a dynamic situation going on in Israel. By the way, we've got a proclamation of solidarity. We're going over to Israel in just a few weeks. We've got this proclamation of solidarity. Everyone that's listening to us needs to sign this. I'm delivering this to leading Israeli government officials. Add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. It's a great way to bless Israel, to show your solidarity. 877-989-2255 to sign on to this proclamation of solidarity with Israel, especially with all of this going on right now. They need to know Americans, not like Jimmy Carter in this situation, are standing with them. 877-989-2255. Now, take it a step further. Join me in Israel on a trip coming up. We're leaving in a few weeks, folks. This is the last week we'll be able to promote this. Come to Israel with us. A great opportunity in store for you.
It's very easy, folks. If you're ready to make that decision, 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel just a few weeks from today. 1-800-662-5406. You can get more information at aclj.org.
It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right. Right given by God.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas and Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refuse to meet with these people who must be involved.
Well, not only is he incorrect on one point, but you don't meet with a group that's trying, that's President Jimmy Carter. You don't meet with a group that's calling for your annihilation and destructions with no preconditions on the meeting. They will not acknowledge the right of Israel to exist. Now, here's what I want you to do. I've got a proclamation of solidarity that I'm taking to Israel, to government leaders there, and I think everybody that's listening to this broadcast needs to send a message that not only are we not supporting what Jimmy Carter's doing, but we're also, in a very significant way, standing with Israel. This proclamation of solidarity, celebration of the 60th anniversary of this modern state of Israel. We need your name on it. I want to take you there. If you can't go with me in the physical and the personal, I want you to go with us spiritually and sign this petition, add your name to this proclamation, and at least you'll be making that statement. It's a very important statement to make. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, let me also say, I'm leaving to go to Israel, and actually, I'm going in, and Jordan and I are going in a few weeks because we're going over with a group of Regent Law students. About 25 law students are coming over. And then our tour group, ACLJ members from around the country, are joining us in Israel on leaving June 17th. That's just a few weeks away. I want you to go. We've just got a few seats left. This is the last week we're going to be able to offer this. Jordan's going to give you the number, and the itinerary and all that information is on the website.
Yeah, 1-800-662-5406. That's the number you call, folks. Literally, with one phone call, you can book the entire trip. That includes hotels, your travel, your flight cost, connection cost if you need to get from another city. Most of the flights leave from New York, the East Coast, but they work all of that out through one phone call. Your meals are included and other trips. I mean, if you want to go anywhere else in Europe or the Middle East while you're there, this one phone call can do that for you, your family member. We had singles come. We have families come. We have retired couples come, and pastors, and everybody in between comes on this trip. So don't feel that you're not wanted, but we really do take everyone from all walks of life. All the information, the basic pricing information, all of that is online at aclj.org. But we're running out of time, and we're going to be in Israel in just a couple weeks. So I encourage you, if you thought about it, it's just pick up that phone, make that phone call, talk through it, and literally in that phone call, you can get all of your trip booked. 1-800-662-5406 or aclj.org. But I encourage you, running out of time, so 1-800-662-5406. Let's go right to the phones. Mike is calling from Maryland on line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, Jimmy Carter, I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, he's an unwanted renegade politician. He's a threat to national security, not just our own, but Israel's now also, and he's going to get himself killed.
Well, I don't know if he's going to get himself. I certainly hope he doesn't get himself killed. He's what he's doing is basically taking a policy position that is very dangerous, very negative. I mean, he's made Israel the evil party in all of this. You got Hamas sending over, you know, suicide bombers. You got Hezbollah threatening on the border of Lebanon, and you got Jimmy Carter saying, "Well, they're all okay. It's all Israel's fault," and blaming now the European Union, saying that they should be embarrassed by their not standing with the Palestinians. Well, there's been work to help the Palestinians. I've got a lot of sympathy in the situation for the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, especially the Christians in there that are being treated so awfully. By who? By Hamas. I mean, that's who's doing this.
You have to wonder, folks, how much this has gone and whether or not President Carter in his older age is listening to these advisors who are using him as a spokesperson for.
Right.
Now, he's always been sympathetic, and the Middle East was probably the weakest part of his administration. What he'll go down for is being known as the president who mismanaged the Middle East the worst of any. And he was the one who first really came with the threat of radical Islam. And now one of the guys who remembered that terrorist capture and those hostage situation, one of those hostage takers is now the head of Iran, who's threatening Syria because of any of the peace talks with Israel. I mean, you've got a situation. This all started under President Jimmy Carter's presidency.
Yeah, the Iranian hostages. And the Iranians now are putting pressure on the Syrians. That's the latest thing that's going on right now because Syria and Israel are in some talks.
That's right. I mean, this is what comes out of Ahmadinejad. He said, quote, "I'm sure that the Syrian leadership will manage the situation with wisdom and will not abandon the front line until the complete removal of the Zionist threats," which that's a threat against Syria for even talking to Israel. But what makes this even more current, if it was a former president, you know, it's a former president and we know where he stands on a lot of these issues. Unfortunately, these new ideas of talking to the enemy, talking to terrorists, talking to dictators has been coming up in this campaign. It's going to be a major issue in our campaign for president. And many of his former advisors, including his top Middle East advisor, is now advising Barack Obama.
It's going to play out very dynamic. This is going to be a major issue, no doubt about it, in the upcoming election.
Let's go back to the phones. Bill's calling from Maryland on line 3. Bill, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, first of all, let me say, I really don't know what Jimmy said, and I really don't care, to be honest with you. My question is this. As a Christian and an American, why do we support one or the other in that region? Constitutionally, we have no dog in this fight.
Well, I don't know. I think we do. Let me tell you the two reasons why. And I'll put the spiritual reason on the side for a moment, then I'll come back to that. But let me give you the geopolitical reasons. An unstable Middle East is instability for the United States. We have one very reliable ally in the Middle East region, and that is Israel, probably followed by Jordan after that. But Israel is our biggest ally. That is where we have the most influence. That is where we can bring stability to the region. So we do have a dog in that fight. Stability in that region, and considering what goes on in that region of the world, I don't think there's any doubt that we can have an influence and must have an influence for our own national security interests and our own geopolitical interests. Our intelligence gathering capabilities are greatly enhanced by relying on the intelligence gathering of Israel. So you've got to have allies in the region. That's number one. Number two, just logistically, geographically, it's critical that you maintain this support for Israel. Then you go to the biblical reasons, and it's really clear. You know, I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. I mean, it can't be any clearer than that. Again, Bill, I think the thing is you've got to be in Israel to really understand this, to really get a picture of it. It's a small country. We're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We're going to go meet with military leaders, government experts. They'll be able to answer your questions in detail as well. I wish you could go with us on this trip. It's going to be a trip of a lifetime. We've got an incredible itinerary put together. Again, if you want to go to Israel with us, the number is, this is to book your reservation, 1-800-662-5406. Folks, we're leaving in about 2 weeks. I need you to go on this trip. You need to go. We're leaving June 17th. We've got a few slots left. This is the last week we're going to be able to offer this trip. We're just it's going to be a small group. We take about 150 people and then some law students as well. So you'll be able to participate in some of those classes also. Meeting with government leaders. We've got a great itinerary. 1-800-662-5406. That's 800-662-5406. If you got your passport, call that number. You can book it in one trip, one phone call, and join us in it for a trip of a lifetime.
Let's go back to the phones. Chad's calling from Pennsylvania on line 2. Chad, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? I have a couple of comments, actually. The one, I listened to what Bill just said from Maryland, and I can't disagree more. I agree with you completely. You know, like the Bible says, you know, it's bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. And right now, Jimmy Carter, besides getting himself in a dangerous situation and meeting with terrorists and people that really don't care, you know, to make a deal, they just want to eradicate Christians in Israel. He's also, you know, I mean, really getting on the bad side of God. I mean, there's things that you just don't do, and mess with Israel is one of them. But as far as the Hamas goes, I mean, what are there Muslims? I'm not sure. The Muslims in the Gaza Strip that actually aren't against Israel. I mean, because every time
there's a moderate influence. It's you know, right now it's very muted in the Middle East right now, and especially in Gaza. It's not the majority. Hamas is controlling everything, and they're bent on destruction of Israel. I mean, Hamas is. There are moderate Muslims, but they are definitely the minority party.
Small minority. You got to remember this, Chad, and people sometimes forget this. Hamas was elected in a free election that the U.S. monitored and said was legitimate. I mean, it was a legitimate election. The people voted overwhelmingly. I mean, it was like 70-30.
66,
so you've got
yep.
a small group there, a minority Muslim population. I mean, the Christian population at this point barely even registers when you look at a percent like that. They're not going to register. There's a ton of people voting in that election. But the moderate Muslim voice has succumbed, is afraid, and is basically an unreliable source for resistance. They're not there to fight. They're not going to fight back. And for their own safety and for their own good, they just kind of molded into this. But Hamas went in and ran a campaign and got elected. I mean, they pay for schools. They educate.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
People. A lot of don't understand these things, but they were elected people.
Well, I'll tell you what you've got. The election is very, very significant. It's a significant, I think it was a big mistake in the United States to encourage those elections. I think it was a bad foreign policy matter. This is something we take very seriously. We're looking seriously at opening up an office in Jerusalem by the end of the year. So a lot going on there. Let me encourage you on this front. Again, if you want to stand with Israel, and we encourage you to do that today, I'm going to take this proclamation and deliver it to government officials in Israel. Call this number. Add your name right now. You need to be joining with tens of thousands of other Americans. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255 to sign on to this proclamation for solidarity for Israel. If you want to join us on the trip to Israel, leaving June 17th. Jordan's going to give you that information. You need a call today to get your reservation. One phone call, by the way, does the entire trip.
1-800-662-5406. Your travel costs, your meals, your flights, your hotel rooms. It's all covered in this one price. 1-800-662-5406. You call that number. Literally the one phone call. You can book it for your entire family, for a loved one, for yourself. You've still got time, but we are running out of time. We're going to be in Israel in a couple weeks together. We want you to be there with us. We have a spot for you. 1-800-662-5406.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
News for you as we've been on the air, and John McCain's giving a speech on, looks like, foreign affairs, and it looks like he's been interrupted multiple times. So whoever did the clearance to get these, Jordan, you've done these before, these speeches where you've worked with the president and making sure the right people are there. What's going on in this one? It's just breaking on the news right now, folks.
It's tough because he literally is still standing up there, has not really spoken. It looks like he's going to have to, may have to just cut out the speech. I don't know what's happened there, but he's gone through like 3 minutes of it. It's been disrupted. It's still being disrupted as we spoke, I think, for the fifth or sixth time. People are just screaming and shouting. And it's, you know, it's tough at that point to take a speech seriously when obviously your crowd's not vetted to know who's there, and they get up and disrupt on national television.
The presidential season is in full swing. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go.
Mike's calling from California on line six. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy, how y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Great. I'd just like to say that Israel has no better friend than Jimmy Carter. He saved thousands of Israelis' lives by ending the ongoing war with Egypt, which, let's face it, Hamas, although, you know, as unfortunate as it is to use suicide bombers, Egypt had a standing military and laid waste to more Israeli lives than Hamas ever could.
What, you're talking about the peace accord with Anwar Sadat?
Of course.
Yeah, well, that's because the Israeli military beat the Egyptian military in 73 in a war where the Egyptians came close to winning, and then all of a sudden it turned, and I believe it was the Lord that allowed it to turn the way it did, and the Israeli military was successful during the Yom Kippur War. Anwar Sadat, I think, was a very brave act making peace with Israel. That was a good thing. The policy that Jimmy Carter has enunciated while as president and now as a former president, I think it's been disastrous for Israel. He's making Israel the guilty party when you've got a terrorist regime running the Gaza Strip and ran out the legitimate governance that was in there. And I mean, and they're very close to doing that in other portions of the West Bank if they were given the free rein to do it. They're not going to be, and that's the good thing. But again, I think you got to put all this in historical context, and the policies that President Carter initiated have been a disaster. And I hope those are not the policies that Barack Obama will utilize. I think he'll be wiser than that and look at what is. You get nervous with who the advisors are, but you could say that on all sides of this political campaign. I'm not taking sides on that. What I'm going to say is this. Israel right now is at a critical crossroads. That's why we're going. It's the 60th anniversary of the modern state of Israel. If you want to go with us on the tour, it's 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. If you want to show your solidarity with Israel, sign the petition online at 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let the Israeli people know you're standing with them. 877-989-2255. We're covering also the story that we're monitoring right now with John McCain's major speech on foreign policy, and it does not look like much of that speech is getting out.
Disrupted again, and sometimes, you know, these are done to see what a candidate can take and how long it takes before they break on the microphone. We can't hear exactly what John McCain's saying now. I'm sure he's, you know, he's a seasoned politician. He's probably soldiering right through the speech. But the problem is that when you have a speech disrupted every 3 minutes, that's all people remember, and it's awkward for everyone there. It's awkward for everyone watching, and no one's paying attention to what you say.
Yeah, we can go to the speech for a moment if we will. Let's go, and maybe we can hear what he's trying to say. Let's go take a listen.
It's a vision of a responsible America dedicated to an enduring peace based on freedom. A quarter of a century ago, Ronald Reagan declared, "Our dream is to see the day when nuclear weapons will be banished from the face of the earth. That is my dream, too. It is a distant and difficult goal, and we must proceed toward it."
Well, it looks like about 10 minutes into this speech, he's now able, or 10 minutes after it started, he's able to get into the first part of the speech. But, folks, you got to have political campaigns need to be run a little bit more structured than this. There's both sides of the situation here. This is an intense time. You see the political debates hot and heavy. That's understandable. But disrupting these candidates' speeches makes no sense for anybody. You need to hear what their positions are on these issues. Let's go right back to our phones.
Tommy's calling from Colorado on line three. Tommy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my
sure.
call. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you.
I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
My comment is that because the Bible says that he will bless those who bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel, I think the United States should stand side by side with Israel and take the fight to Iran. And my question is, even when the presidents claim to be Christians, it doesn't seem like they take God's word in the Bible serious. Like when Saddam Hussein was sending missiles into
sure.
Israel, they were afraid to let Israel fight their own fight.
We did let them. Remember, they utilized the Patriot missile defense system, which was successful. You remember that in 1981? It was kind of a stunning video to watch when it was happening. But they have been able to fight back, and God continues to protect them, and there's a reason for that. And I think that's part of God's plan in all this, is to show that beacon of light of a democracy in the middle of a very tense part of the world.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110, talking about Israel. These remarks coming out today from President Carter. Gary's calling from California, online for Gary. Welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, how are you?
Great.
Jay, I have to agree, previous caller, the one before the gentleman
sure.
we spoke to, basically, I admire President Carter because he's a truthful man. I mean, everybody knows in the world that Israel has nuclear weapon. And you are a Christian. I mean, you should tell the truth.
Well, wait a minute. Let's assume Israel does have nuclear weapons. I mean, no one knows that for sure except the Israeli government officials. Why would a former president tell another to the world what the nuclear weapon capability of a democracy was in a region where there are other organizations, other countries that have nuclear weapons as well? Why would you disclose that?
But the fact
no, Gary, why would you disclose that?
Well, let me ask you.
What would be the justification for a former president of the United States? So this is making big news today. Why would it be justified? What would justify a former president? Let's say it's information he got in his capacity as a former president or information he had when he was president. Why would you allow that to be disclosed, especially when you're talking about one of your allies in the region?
Well, I think the reason he done that, because I'm not out of the malice, out of just basically stating the fact.
So you get something as you get information as a former president of the United States that's obviously classified, and then you just expose your enemies to the enemies of your ally in the region and give them what their capacity is. Why doesn't he tell them where they're located too? How about that? He tells them here's how many they have and here's where they're located. That's being truthful. That's the problem with this, Gary. We're acting as if this isn't a volatile part of the world. And he also, by the way, President Carter also said what our nuclear capabilities were. I just don't think that's appropriate. I think it's dangerous. I don't think it's right for Israel. Israel is trying to contain a very, very intense situation. I think we've got to. I don't know. Have you been to Israel before, Gary?
I have.
Okay. Well, you know how small the country is then. I mean, you're talking about a country the size of Rhode Island. So when you start disclosing, you know, locations and armaments, very, very dangerous.
Let's go back to the phones. Wayne's calling from Colorado on line 6. Wayne, welcome
Hi, Wayne.
To JSEC Hill Live.
Wayne, you're on the air.
Okay, we run out of time today on the broadcast. I encourage you folks, we are booking our trip to Israel. If you're interested in going with us, this is it. We're running out of time, but we've got a couple weeks. We want you to be there with us. We want you there. With one phone call, folks, literally this one phone call, you can book everything you need for this trip, your flights, your meals, your hotel rooms. We want you to be with us. We have space for you, your family, any kind of group size. If you've got people from church, friends from church. We've had all that with our trip, so we're ready to accommodate anyone. Special needs, just let us know. Call that number because we are running out of time, but we know there's some of you sitting on the edge of your seat trying to make that decision. We want you to be with us. 1-800-662-5406 is the number. 1-800-662-5406.
I want to encourage you folks to join us in Israel, as Jordan just said. You can also go to ACLJ.org, by the way, and get information about the trip. But you need to book it today. If you got your passport and you want to go, do it today. We're going to be, like I said, meeting with the government officials, going to the border of Lebanon, meeting with the military officials, looking at the key biblical sites. 800-662-5406 for a trip of a lifetime to Israel, or ACLJ.org for information. Now, we want you to sign our Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel. I'm taking that with me to Israeli government officials. Your name should be on it. 877-989-2255, adding your name to the Proclamation of Solidarity. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I want to encourage you to call today, though. 877-989-2255 to stand with Israel.